ध्यानं जनश्लाघया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तुभ्ये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। यं प्राप्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वो विनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतो। We are fortunate to come here and we are hearing something as if it seems that it is so new thing, but not new thing. God is, especially Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is so kind. That is why sometimes He comes to this world and He sends sometimes His powerful associates to teach world all these things. What Sri Urukam Prabhu was is speaking to you just some minutes before. You should try to realize all this. Otherwise you cannot be happy. Never you cannot be happy. So you should try to be, to follow all the instructions if you want really to be happy. I may narrate a story that there was a very powerful king, so wealthy, and equipped with all his wives, children, and so many men. One day, any Vaishnava devotee went to his palace and wanted to meet him. But king thought that, oh, he should be any beggar, he would be any beggar. And he has come to beg something. So he told to the his doorkeeper that you should tell him to come another day. I'm so busy. And he thus he avoided it. After some time, some days, 2 or 3 days, again this devotee came and wanted to meet him. But same reply. Again he tried, but he was failed. He could not meet him. Then he decided that he should go to his wife, because generally ladies some soft hearted. That is really. He went there and sent a message to Queen that I want to meet you for some special reason. And she kindly allowed, and he came to Queen and met and told, oh, I am a devotee. But in the same time, I'm a very big astrologer. I know everything, past, future, and this present. I know that this king is very pious and religious-minded. But in 7th day he will die. Surely he will die. I have counted and I have seen astrology. So he should do anything what he likes. And telling this, he went away from that place. Queen became very worried and at once called Maharaja and he came at once, no delay. Because Queen has called, not that beggar saint has called. So he asked him, why you called me? Oh, I called you that. A devotee came and told that he is also astrologer. His head was shaped and very beautiful. He has a beautiful tilak here and tulsi mala here and chanting name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama. And telling this, he at once quickly went away. I don't know where he went. So I am worried that after 7 days you must die. So what should we do? King at once sent his messenger so many quickly to search that where that devotee is. So many messengers, CID and all, so many things, they went away to search that devotee. And at last, out of town, on the bank of a river, under a shade of tree, he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He was totally absorbed. This policeman's messenger, they told that, oh Babaji Maharaj, king is. King wants to meet you. So please come with her. He quickly came with her and he went in the palace. Now king respected so much respect. And he gave a seat on his own throne. And then he quickly, very humbly, folding his hands, off. Maharaj, have you told that I will die in 7 days? He told, surely, anyone cannot tell you. You must die. I know astrology. And if you have no faith, you can imprison me. And you will see that you must die. Then the king said, what should I do now? I cannot. You should think what you should do. And the king began to think, what should I do? But he discovered no way what to do. At last he told that, I am in your
surrender.
I have surrendered you. Please tell me what to do. He told that, I know that after death you go to have heavenly planet and then everything there for you, because you are a past person. So every arrangement has been done there. But one thing, everything is ready for you. So delicious food, very good cottage, court, palanka. Palanka. And so many things. So you should not worry for that. But one thing, from India now, some mosquitoes have come there, anyhow. Very dangerous black. And if they will bite, a malaria root. Do you know malaria here also?
Malaria, dengue.
So, it is, and they are very dangerous. Also, there is mosquito net. So, but the in the corner, one corner of that mosquito net, there is some hole. So you should take only a needle and thread from here. And you should go and repair first, and then everything is okay. How can I take a needle from this person? I cannot take my body, anything. That police person, police king, what you have done in whole life, what you have collected, that even a needle and thread you cannot take from here. Police like ass, always doing all whole day job. Job. What you collected, that not even a needle and thread you can take from here? Certainly you like an ass, doing whole day night. What you did? Oh, this is your position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to tell these things, and he sends all this. That a person doing from morning to morning, day, night, collecting money, this, that. But a thread, even, what to tell thread? Even a? Can you take? Why? So much busy, like dog. Whole day, night. What you are doing? What we are doing? So we should try to think all these things. Even if what we are collecting for whole life, even a insignificant, a thread you can take, you cannot take. And only 12 angus you cannot take. What to tell so much? You cannot take anything from this world. Why? You are working like ass and dogs, hogs and pigs. What you are doing? You should think it properly. This will not do anything. So I told that just now. If you are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Rama, give up all these things, which cannot, you can take. And I am here, I will see that with a transcendental body, taking everything from here, and you will go to more than that upper of that heavenly plant, you can go to Golok Vrindavan. Where? Very beautiful land. There is no birth and death. Always happiness. And there is a Jamuna river. Oh, sweet. Not only water, but amrit.
Nectar.
Always. There all the dusty life, they can give up anything. Trees, desire trees. Everything is there. Oh, there is ocean of milk, butter and ghee. And so transcendental happiness is there, you cannot imagine. There is no problem of divorce of his husband and wife. No problem of children. That supreme personality of Godhead. Very tasteful. You can have a service and you will be happy forever. Your life will be successful. Very easy. Life when you will You can chant only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Rama.
Or you can tell that I have no time because whole day I am busy in my job. If you have no time, then have you time to pass stool and
urine?
Have you time?
Yeah.
Then you can tell, you can chant even at that time. Remember you one story?
Yes.
Oh, so you soon come back. And begin from today. Don't delay for today, tomorrow, because you may die. You must note down that all wealth what you are collecting and doing whole job, they will not help you. Only Krishna's name can help you. You should know it very strongly. Kripad, Kurukam Prabhu was telling some Harikatha that now less and less human person, very few, rare, becomes devotee. And in less and less devotee, very, very rare, actual devotee who has surrendered to Krishna, an actual devotee. And in these who truly follow the teachings of bhakti, very rare. Among them, very rare, those who realize something and be disattached with this world. And among them, very rare, who comes in the stage of Madhyam Adhikari and realize something and always chanting the memory. They have no care, nothing for maintaining life. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, like Rupa Goswami, like Sanatana Goswami, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also left all these things. Always observing, chanting the mantra. And among them, there are very few number, those who have got Siddhi.
Perfect.
And among them, very few, very few. They are perfect in strength. So you can know this. So Grihastha Bhakta are of two kinds, devotees. One, they are devotees. I don't want to tell others. I'm coming in devotees. Those who have been instructed, those who have taken initiation, first initiation or second or not renounce order, sannyasis and brahmacharya. For grihastha I'm telling you that there are two kinds of grihastha. First, they are always busy for maintaining life with wife, children and all others. Always busy so much. But they have been initiated. So formally or anyhow, they should maintain this. They have to chant name. Anyhow, come sometimes one time, one round, sometimes two rounds. Sometimes Gayatri Mantra, sometimes never. These are their secondary things. Then maintenance of life to collect money and all other things. They are what?
Primary.
Only to be happy and to maintain life. Also they chant and remember for 1-2 minutes anyhow. They are always busy to go to their job offices. Anyhow they do something. But they are all these things, devotional activities secondary. Their maintenance is primary. And other kinds of devotees, their maintenance is only to help their devotional activities. That is first the thing that our most essential duty is devotional activity, chanting, remembering, indeed. Very early in four, they will wake up. And they will take bath, everything they will be ready, Gayatri Mantra they will do, very patiently observing, not knowing anything in this world. And after that they will chant, oh, 32 rounds in body. Not talking with anyone, not thinking anyone. That these are their primary. And at 9, oh, very easily taking some Mahaprasadam, remnant of Krishna, and they will work. They will go to their jobs. Sometimes, if they are busy in reading Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, or Gurudev has come, oh, nothing to do. Krishna will manage. Because these are primary. My life has been given for these. And maintenance is secondary. But those devotees who are up from these, above these, what they? Oh, nothing to maintain. Krishna maintains, as I told tomorrow, yesterday, or so we must try to advance in devotional activity. Which is not like first class of devotee. We should try to maintain our life only to help over all these things. Not primary. Our primary duty what? Chanting, remembering, doing all these things. Even not seeing like Rupa Sanatana. Sometimes, oh, frosted. Gram peach.
60.
Never wake day, but lemon salt event. Never. No rush of salt. What to? Some fish and eat. Sometimes their desire came. Or at once they took neem patta. Nimpata, you know? And they used to give so much. Oh, used to test it. They never told that, oh, only one kind of vegetable, only one seed, only one seed, only. Sometimes curd should come, sometimes rabadi should come, sometimes seed, rice, a various type of, variety should come. Never. So they used to bake some dry chapati and they used to give it in water and anyhow without because time will pass. The time for Hari Bhajan, chanting and remembering will go off. So how they can do? So Sankhya Purvaka Nam Gan Natibi Kala Vasanam Kutau Nitra Har Vihar Kadi Kutau चातंत दीनौ जो राधा कृष्ण गुणस्मते मधुरिमान देह सम्मोहित वंदे रोज श्री स्वामी जी भक्त वेदांत जस्ट टू सिंग दिस सॉन्ग वेरी पैथेटिकली Weeping with tears. If you will raise a question that we are simply grihastha, how we can do like this? Oh, why you cannot do? Srivas Pandit was family man. He had daughter, sons, and his one son was dead. No harm. Kirtan was going on. You know this thing. But I think that you had no time to open Chaitanya Charitamrita or Srimad Bhagavata. I know. Because always job. In dream also job. In sleeping, job. But this job cannot help you. So try to observe. Try to follow the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was also a householder person. He was very beautiful. He was like a prince, more than prince, a very big kingdom. Wife, more than beautiful than any goddesses. So beautiful. His father and mother used to love him so much. Only one son, and his father was two brothers. But only one, no children. So he was like a prince. But how he left it? He could not live in family house. And he was always waiting to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and always liked to chant and remember. Prem Prajan should come here and briefly he should speak on the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. To remember you, remind you all these things, and to inspire, and to give a powerful injection for this. And these are true to extent. Sun can come in west, it can be. But these truth cannot be. Go on. Tomorrow we will again start all these things very strong harikatha. And this is right for. I'm not telling, or Sasa I'm not telling that you should not try to maintain your family and you. No. You can be in family life, you can maintain it. But you should think it secondary, not primary. Your primary, there should be any object of your life. How you can be happy? How you can chant and remember Krishna, and how transcendently you will be? By doing, making it secondary and prominency, giving prominency to maintenance, it will not do anything. So you should try to do like this. You can maintain your family thinking that these are all the servants of Krishna, myself also. We are not so much qualified. So we should maintain all these things only for devotional activities. Their goal should be there. That we can chant more, we can hear Harikatha, we can remember Krishna, chant Krishna. Go, Srimad.